In tonight's edition of The Hunt with WTOP national security correspondent J.J. Green, J.J. telling our own Dimitri Sotis why Saturday's event is unlikely to take the same ugly and deadly turn as the Unite the Right rally did in August of 2017.
There are three things. One, there are thousands and thousands of highly skilled federal, local, and state police officers and organizations that support them here in this area. And they are all aware, they're all tracking this from Virginia, Maryland, D.C., West Virginia, everywhere. The second thing is there's a scenario that took place in Charlottesville where a march the night before, the You Will Not Replace Us march, the infamous march that everybody remembers, that triggered much of the animosity the next day. That's not likely to happen, in part because authorities here are so well prepared and have that knowledge under their belt. And number three, you can't carry guns in D.C. People know that. There's very strong possibility that there may be a few people that don't know that, but I'm pretty sure that any organizers are making it very clear to people to come to D.C., do not bring a gun. Other weapons, maybe, but it's not likely that this is going to turn into that, but it could very well, because there's always the possibility.
J.J., the name and group Proud Boys was not really on the tip of many of our tongues that many weeks ago, but that particular group has come into our consciousness. It was mentioned in a presidential debate and so on. What are groups like that trying to do in the name of this event? Are they trying to recruit people, bring a lot of people down to Washington, D.C.?
They're simply trying to get here and to cause any kind of mayhem they can. But it's important to note that this group just looks for opportunities to create political violence. And the federal law enforcement sources that I've spoken to do not expect much of a showing from them or any of these other groups that may be legitimately associated with white supremacist activities. The thing that I've noticed on social media and some other sectors is that their rhetoric is very hot, but the reality of what they're trying to achieve is the exact opposite. There are not a lot of people biting on this. There are a lot of people following them on social media, but there are a lot of people that are doubtful about the wisdom of coming here to do this. And certainly, as I mentioned before, there's going to be a lot of resistance, not just from the law enforcement organizations around, but there are going to be a lot of people already here to celebrate the election.
Donald Trump supporters certainly have the right to gather in this way, and we shouldn't lose sight of that. I mean, the Bill of Rights is there to protect everyone.
Yes. One of the things that I've noticed in some of the social media postings that have been put out there to try to recruit people are people from these organizations. Some of them are militias, and some of them are white supremacist organizations, and some of them are organizations like the Proud Boys. One of the things that they pointed out is, yes, we normally go out and we raise a lot of cane about the Second Amendment. But what we should do, this is what these groups are saying, we should go to Washington to exercise our First Amendment right, which is the right to peaceably assemble.
That's WTOP national security correspondent J.J. Green. Be with us every Wednesday night for another edition of The Hunt, and sign up for J.J.'s national security newsletter at WTOP.com/alerts.